to our marriages. We'll be talking of family, talking of marriage. I could remember 2016 when I was admitted into partnership. In our boardroom, they called me, there were 8 other partners. And they said, Tassi, today you are getting married to the partnership. And what does that mean? That I now have another wife beside my wife that I must be faithful to. In essence, no more PP, what we call private practice. So any other job I'm bringing behind, either for association or for families, that is similar to the business of Bekatili where I belong, I must disclose to the partnership. And no amount of money I earn, material or immaterial, even if it is 10 kobo, I must disclose. And so, before I was taken through that, to prepare my mind to sign the partnership deed. So, partnership is actually a marriage that you need to be faithful. You don't earn income behind. Whatever income you earn, you disclose. And if you go far of that, as stated in the deed, it could lead to asking you to resign, as it happened to one of our partners last year. It's number 4 there. By now, maybe where the senior partner who is going this year, he would have taken over. But because it was discovered that he was running a business that is similar to that which we belong, we ask him to resign. So that is how our marriages are. When you are married, you are expected to be faithful. You are expected to avoid other relationships. A partnership is a relationship which subsists between persons carrying on a business in common with a view of profit. In this case, 2 people, could be 3. For professionals like a barrister, let me know, it could be up to 20 or even over. At the time, Deloitte had about 23 partners. But Bekatili today, we are 9. And so that is partnership. And he says that, so if you look at this, the people who enter into the partnership with one another for the purpose of this kind of business are collectively referred to as a firm. When the husband and the man and the woman comes together to form the partnership of marriage, they are no longer independent, but they now have a home called the marriage. And in this case, it's the firm. And so the day I got married to my wife, she is no longer a Yakegba, she is now Ari Rodrigo, Mr. and Mrs. Ari Rodrigo. And so, and a partnership is guided by the partnership deed. Very, very strong instrument. That is the framework that the partnership is built upon. It is the contract. Your marriage certificate, where two, the husband and man comes together, that is the deed. That is the marriage certificate, which you must not go against. And so, as partners, you are advised, like us, anything I want to do, does it go foul of that deed? Otherwise, I will lose my rights and privileges in that marriage. And then, going into this marriage, a lot is required. Before, because in Bekatili today, we are 182. And so, before you can be chosen to be one of those who will become an owner, because when you are a partner, you are a co-owner, and so you take part in decisions, you manage the partnership, and then you play your own part to ensure that the partnership grows, so that there will be profit for everybody to share. And so, you must possess certain qualities, and that is what I refer to elements of partnership. As individual, out of 182, to consider you, one, you must have a character. What do I mean? You must be somebody who is trustworthy. Somebody who has integrity. Somebody who can be relied upon. Somebody when you say, yes, I've got this job, this is how much I make from it, and this is it. They should be able to believe you. And if it is proven otherwise, it's a grant for your expulsion from the partnership. So character is key. Trust is key. And two, all of you must agree. The Bible says, can two work together unless they agree? So partnership is about agreement with the others. It's not about you alone. So that your strengths, when it's put together, it has synergetic effect. And then your weaknesses, another person is able to complement you. That is how marriage should work. The husband should be able to complement the man, and the woman should be able to complement the husband. And then another thing is the management of the firm, like I said, which is the partnership. It involves all of us. Although roles may be devolved, like today, I'm the staff partner, so I'm saddled with recruitment, another person, finance partner, and the chief executive in our firm is the senior partner. All decisions will be taken, everybody, as long as it affects the finance and the management of the firm, everybody must say yes. The senior partner alone, never. Although he has a discretion to persuade others to dance to his tune, but it's about everybody. And then the next thing is the business. In this case, is the marriage. All of us want to make profit. We want our marriage to work. We don't want our marriage to fail. And that is why we have been learning some of these things we have been learning over time. I have a lot to talk about, but the time is already against me. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy 32, verse 30, it says, how one can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000. That is partnership. And so, for our single men and single ladies that are fearful of marriage, I encourage you to leave your sole practitionership. That is individual. You see, if a lawyer is practicing alone, it's called a sole practitioner. But when he joins another one, it's called a partnership. So when you are married, you are no longer a sole practitioner, but a partner. So I enjoy you to overcome fear and embrace partnership and enjoy the benefits that come with it. I believe with the little I've said, within the time given, I've been able to pass across the message of God to you people. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, let's clap for him, please. Well, you can stay with me. Let's be co-presenters. Stay with me here. It's called partnership. We agree. Now, within 7 minutes, he has spoken a lot. But how can you relate it? Can I have the mic, please? How can you relate what you have said to marriage? His submission, can you relate it? No, it's not for him. It's for the floor. We'll share this one as partners. Can you relate what he has said to marriage? He says something. He said they are co-owners. They are stakeholders. It means that when they are sharing profit, they share together. And when it is a loss, they lose it together. They share the loss together. Sir, can I have the mic for Reverend?
It's a question. Okay. In marriage, is there a senior partner? If the answer is yes, what is the responsibility of that senior partner?
Thank you very much, sir. I believe in marriage there should be a senior partner. And that is the man. You see, the Bible has placed the hierarchy and says the man is the head of the home. And just as Christ is the head of the church. So that is the hierarchy. Like a partnership, we have a senior partner, like I said, who is the chief executive officer of the firm. But we all have equal right to make our contributions as partners. Although, if he has a dissenting view for the smooth running of the firm, we may concede to his ideas. And that is the way marriage should be. It should not be about the man alone or the woman alone. However, if there is a conflict for the smooth marriage of marriage, I think the woman can submit to the will of the husband in order for the marriage to move forward. Thank you. The responsibility of the senior partner.
Let me answer you with this verse of the Bible, and I will throw the question back to the crowd. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, and I'll read 22 and to 24. It says, wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife. That's what Reverend is asking. There's no debate. There's no controversy about it. The Bible is very clear about it. The husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church. And he's the savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let wives be to their own husbands in everything. So the question I would pose back to the crowd now, to the congregation, is that how is Christ the head of the church? It's the question I'm throwing back. Because the answer is what Reverend is asking. The responsibility of the man as senior partner. So how is Christ the head of the church? Mike. Where's the mic, please? What's it be? Jack all here. Ah, Jack all here. I'm moving away from me. Pastor, let me do. One, two sentences. How is Christ the head of the church?
Christ was ordained by God to be the head of the church.
So what is the responsibility of Christ? What did Christ do as the head of the church?
The responsibility of the head is to protect and, if necessary, lay his life for the church. And that was what Christ did.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Let's clap for him. So how do we bring it home? How do we bring it home? I want a woman to answer that question now. Yes, bring it to UMC. Dr. Folashire here.
Thank you, church. I believe, like Brother Lemide said, Christ to the extent of laying down his life. And that's bringing it back to the home. If a man really, really cares, nurtures, protects his wife, the woman would know. And automatically, the woman would submit. If the woman knows that my man can't die for me, she will automatically gel. She will cut her head off for the man. That is what the submission of the woman comes from, what the woman sees. So the man must show like Christ. But in this society, we are mixing two things. Our cultural background and the orthodox way we received Christ. So they're causing a conflict. The man would want the submission, and you still want to go back to the culture that of controlling, of dictating, you can't move here, you can't do that. It doesn't work like that. If you want to go the way of the Bible, we'll go the way of the Bible.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Benjamin. Yes. Yes, okay.
The senior partner. Sorry, sir. You told us a story some time ago, or an event that happens to you. And you said, I'm Robert Skim. And then you saw the whole family in danger. As the head, as the senior partner, you took some decisions to protect your wife and the family in the house. That is the role of a senior partner. He needs to protect the family, protect the firm, in order not to run into what we call professional negligence. That is why in the professional palace, we call it quality assurance review. That is the work of the senior partner, to ensure that the firm does not run in fouls of the law, and litigations will come up that will lead to the dissolution of the firm. You remember the case of Aaron. Aaron Energy those days, in the time of Tinubu in Lagos, audited by Otto Addison. It was one singular mistake by the senior partner who failed to carry out his protective role of the firm in terms of quality assurance that led to the dissolution of that firm. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I mean, the question Reverend asked, I think we need to deal with it more. I mean, thank you for that submission. Thank you for that. He said, if possible, Leah, die for our spouses. So what again did Christ do? Or what is Christ doing for you now as the head? I want us to relate it to marriage. What is Christ doing for you now as the head? Let's bring it down. Give it to my brother, Obioma. Him. What is Christ doing? I mean, what are the privileges that you are enjoying as a bride of Christ?
Christ is the head of the church.
Yes.
And he's the husband of the church. The Bible says our maker is our husband. And he provides, he gives direction. He cleans it. He walks towards, you know, the upkeep of the body. The Bible says he's the savior of the body. Christ on a daily basis, that's the reason why, you know, he says, if we are willing and we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. So we are free to come to him without any fear. And he cleanses us. Like the Bible says, it prepares us spotless and clean for his coming. So that provision, the protection, the direction, the guidance are those things that we are enjoying up till now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. How many times, okay, give it to Brother Solomon before I ask my, Brother Solomon, as well.
Sir, I have a question.
A question?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Which one is stronger between partnership and marriage?
I didn't get that.
I said, which one is stronger between partnership and marriage? Because in recent times, in the western part of the world, they talk about partnership. And we see that partnership is like a watered-down version of marriage, where two people just come and they sit together. Now, if we are discussing partnership in the church and we are relating it to marriage, we have to clearly define, because we have some young people that also believe in this idea of partnership. I mean, in the way we are seeing it, because we have been borrowing a lot of things from the Western world that is also negating what the Bible says. But now, when you start looking at the things our brother said.
Put the mic in your mouth so we can hear you.
When we start looking at those things he said, we can see that a lot of those things are also embedded in marriage, which is fine. But I want us to see a way of separating these two somehow.
You see, it's just playing with words. We're just playing with words here. We know that we are talking about Christian marriage here. But what we're trying to pass across is that Christian marriage is not a boss-servant relationship. We are in it together. Submit one to another. I mean, if partnership is working in an audit firm very well, he used the word co-owners, he used the word faithful, he used some keywords there. Why is it not working in the Christian home? In the Christian home, why is it not working? You don't see your partner, your wife, as a co-owner. You see her as a servant. There's no more loyalty in the home. But he said something. He says, whatever you are doing outside, he probably could be doing them when he was a normal staff. They will allow you to do that. But the moment you become a partner, you sever yourself from all those things. So I believe that everybody here knows that marriage is marriage, Christian. But we're just trying to use words to enhance, to let us know that marriage is not boss servant. It's not autocracy. It's listening to the idea, to the opinions and ideas of your partner. I'm sure everybody here is nobody who's going to do partnership here. You know, I know what you're talking about. In fact, I experienced it not too long ago when the UK, and I went to borrow the change to change some money. And I said, okay, the money was with my wife. I said, okay. And the lady there said, oh, you also give it to your partner. Oh, that's what my partner also does. The money is kept with me. You know, you know that she was not married, but she was returning to partnership. They probably have been living together for 5, 10, 15 years. That's not what we are talking here. It's clear, cut, defined. Marriage is marriage. Christian marriage. But we must practice it the way it should be practiced. It's not a boss-servant thing. We should be partners in progress. We should complement one another. We should have each other's good at heart. Like I keep on saying, if I was so bossy, I wouldn't allow my wife to express her giftings. And there's so much within that woman. So much. She has so much within her. You can imagine if I suppressed her and I oppressed her, where would she be today? All in the name of, I'm the boss. Which boss? Which boss? There's so much, and she's expressing. There's freedom to express, and she's going higher. Let me tell you something. If I want her back in Ibadan today, now, within 1 month, she'll be back home. Because as she is, I'm saying it to the glory of God, she's an extremely submissive woman. And I mean extremely submissive. But you see, you must identify that this woman here, this lady here, God has put so much within them. Don't suppress. Don't oppress. Let's help one another. Praise the Lord. Choir.